My younger days, I would have jumped up on that side, but today I went around the steps. Well, we're very pleased. I think we beat a very good basketball team, that's a difficult matchup for us. I thought defensively it was by far our best game of the year in a difficult situation with our big guys having to go out on the floor. I thought Aldridge, who plays one of the big guys for them, making six threes, was really difficult for our guys to get out there, but hopefully that taught us a lesson, and we'll do better next time. But I thought Kennedy was huge inside, and I think Justin Jackson gave us a lift, to say the least, with some of his scoring. But when they cut it to eight, Isaiah had screwed it up twice in a row, not getting out on a three-point shooter, and then he got fouled and stepped up the line and made both free throws, and I think that was good for him. We wanted to get a bigger advantage on the backboards, but they're really a good team, and we were fortunate today that they missed some shots too. I think that was it's always part of the game, but they missed some shots that they normally would make. But we feel good about the win. You know, I think it's a day-to-day thing. I mean, we got to get his mind correct, you know, that he does have a different body, that he can do certain things. I mean, he's giving me the tired signal. And then goes out there and denies the pass 45 feet from the basket and goes down and dunks it. So, you know, I've told him all the time, give me the tired signal when you're going back on offense, not when you're going back on defense. And so he just doesn't realize what his body can do right now. But I think he's, needless to say, I think today he was big. No, that didn't. That didn't bring up anything about last year. But we do work a lot on trying to get out and guard the three-point shooters, because there's going to be a lot of teams we play that's going to take their four-man, sometimes four or five-man, out on the court. And we didn't do as good a job as we wanted to do, because you always want to play the perfect game. But I told the club I thought it was our best defense. Well, I just said to you guys, too, it's the best defensive game of the year for us. We were more alert. You know, we got Justin Jackson and Theo on one side over there, and all of a sudden the ball goes to 15, I think it was, who's only made 80% of his threes, and you got two freshmen over there, and they said, well, that's not my guy. And so he makes a three. We've got to be more alert and make some adjustments there. But it's still, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, it's still November. We got better at it. I mean, the teams we've had in the past have really done a nice job of that, because we've moved it quickly to the other big guy. But I thought that if you're just picking out that one thing, I think it was to their advantage, them doubling us in the post, because we didn't hurt them nearly as much as I wanted to or thought we could have. I probably would think it probably does, but you'd have to ask him that. You know, to me, it's another game regardless of where you play. But I enjoy playing road games. I enjoy trying to focus on what you're trying to do. And I know it wasn't a true road game today. I'm not trying to say that, because we had quite a few people here today ourselves. But getting away from the friendliness of the Smith Center, I think, was important for us.
Are you pleased at this point with where you guys are as far as pitching the ball ahead and the whole process of pitching?
I think so. You know, I think we threw one away, and then one Justin kicked off his shin out of bounds. But other than that, I think the rest of them were all successful. But we work on it, and it was good for us. Yeah, Kennedy's better at it than any player I've ever coached. And the other guys sort of say, well, I can do that too. And it makes some guys run more, because they know that he'll throw it. And I think that that's always good. I mean, you know, they've got it out of bounds with 2 seconds on the shot clock, and the youngster throws it off of Desmond, and so they get it out of bounds again. And then Kennedy makes a nice defensive play and steals it and throws it length of court, and we lay it up. Those kind of changeovers like that are important to you. I've never had anybody report at 319, so let's look where we're starting from first, you know. I've had a lot of guys that, Nick Collison was a skinny dude when he came, and he got to be a 26-point, 24-rebound guy in one game. But, no, I haven't had anybody like that. Except for Isaiah defensively, I really liked what he did. He got the ball one time in the first half on the left block and quit being a softy. you know, you got to make a solid, strong move. And he's capable of doing those things. We see it in practice at some. So I think the more time that Isaiah gets, he's going to get better and better. Theo made one decision in the first half. It wasn't the best, but I think Theo and Justin both are really coming. I think Joel Berry's going to be a really good player for us too. But Theo gives you that extra energy, and he's just got to make the easy play and find his man a little quicker and those kind of things, and he's going to be really helpful.
How do you like the fit of the team?
You know, we're 3-0, and we've done some good things. We know we've got to get a heck of a lot better. Getting ready to play. It's a different team, and I've got a different team, but there's some guys that were around that they beat us by 88 points or something like that the last time we played them, and I remember that. So it's a wonderful tournament. Looking at all the tournament fields, I think it's the best field of any of the preseason tournaments, and it's a big-time challenge for us. But right now we're going to enjoy this one today a lot more.
How's Devin Story at this point with your rotation and where everybody knows his role?
You know, in my mind, I've got a set rotation, but, you know, Kennedy messed it up so early in the game that I took him out a lot sooner than I would just to get his attention. And I do have in my mind going into every game a little bit about rotation, but Coach Smith said one time all those plans, they stick with you for the first 4 or 5 minutes, and you got to go by the seat of your pants. But I want to give guys time. You know, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys in double figures minute-wise, and I can get 8 or 9 guys double figures easily in my own mind. And so we just got to do a little bit better job of it. I'd like to have gotten Joel Berry some more minutes, for example. Play or sit. It's a pretty easy thing because the mistake, 2 mistakes he made, just what we've talked about in the scouting report and everything. We were what?
Trailed.
Were we? I don't know, guys. I'll never hit another golf ball if this is a lie. I walked in the locker room at halftime and asked my staff what the score was because I try to focus on how we play and not let some other thing tell me how we're playing. So I never realized we were down. So I don't know how to answer that question, but it's a 40-minute game. 9 for 13, 19 points, 12 rebounds. I thought he did all right. And he was more active defensively. There's no question about that. Thank you, guys.